is Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I am strong, I am invincible. A little tune from Helen Reddy, which still is the theme song, I think, for strong women today. And one of my favorite strong women in this community is a woman named Jackie O'Connell. Jackie is here today to talk about I Pink I Can Run. She's the race director, but let's talk, too, about the organization that you represent, all that you've done, how you got involved, because there's a history here, and I'd love to hear your story.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me. God, I love that song.
I know, it's great. It's the theme song.
It just makes you want to, like, dance.
Makes you want to run and, you know, Okay, I can do anything.
It does. It absolutely does. So we are a sister organization. We are the Crew de Yayas, puts on this event, and the Crew was founded in 2002.
Wow, you guys have been around a long time.
We've been around forever, it seems like. And when we were one of the very first Mardi Gras crews on the coast to have a philanthropic mission.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about raising, you know, awareness for breast cancer. And, you know, what we've done has morphed over the years. We started off, you know, we would make donations, we would do our stuff, we would make our appearances. And at some point, we really realized that we are really good at fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to form our own foundation.
Right.
And that was how our Keeping Abreast Foundation was formed.
So it's called Keeping Abreast Foundation.
Keeping Abreast Foundation.
So we should say on a lot of the people that are in the crew of Yaya, do Yayas, you're survivors.
They are. I honestly, I don't know the number.
But I know that there's a lot. A lot of folks that are part of that are people who have beaten this. That it is beatable. You can extend your life if you get proper testing, if you do the things, get the mammograms, all the things that you all promote.
That's what we do. I just want to start real quick, though, with the crew. The foundation can't do what it does without our crew. We are the heart and soul of everything that we do in our community and represent. And you know, after this weekend with my sisters, with Mardi Gras, with our fun window, you know, now we're back into the fundraising window.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when we pivoted from the crew doing all the stuff, we formed this foundation. And we started off basically with a very small grant program, and it was mostly about screening mammograms.
Right.
And that quickly morphed into the diagnostics, the diagnostic ultrasound and the mammogram and the breast MRI and the needle-guided biopsies. And we have partnerships for those three programs with Woodlands and Baldwin Health to the west of us.
Oh, great.
And then Women's Group as well in Pensacola.
Oh, that's
great. And our service area encompasses all the way from the west in Baldwin County to Okaloosa and Walton counties.
So you're saying that you can actually provide some grant money to people who are currently going through the whole issue.
Yeah. I'll come back to the grant in a second.
Okay.
You know, the other things that we do, we've just recently formed a partnership with Gulf Islands Medical Imaging, which is 3D ultrasounds women with dense breasts, as well as we do tattoo. Pensacola Makeup does eyebrow tattoos and areolas for people who have had reconstructive breast surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So those are our big programs. And then our grant program has really taken off this year because people are really struggling financially, and especially with the recent healthcare changes.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing people ask for bigger amounts of money for really big things, like keeping them in their homes.
Oh, gosh.
So it's been a really rough couple of months, really, for that part.
Well, having to make decisions between medical care and food.
Right.
It's a tough decision.
Right. It's a very big decision. Mm-hmm. And you know, people who ask for money, it's hard. It's so hard to ask for money. So if you're asking for this, you know, you needed it yesterday, you know, not now, you know.
Well, we're trying to erase the stigma and shame when you're asking for help. We're such a pick me up by my own bootstrap society.
Yeah.
I ought to be able to handle this. I ought to be able to take care of it. And it is hard to ask for help. But
the
good news is there's organizations like yours where the help is there. But I think also what makes you different is that you have a lot of members of your organization who've been there.
Right.
And there's no one better to understand who has walked the road before you.
Right.
It really makes a big difference.
Right. That's pretty spot on.
I really understand that.
Yeah.
So Crew de Yayas, how'd you come up with that name? Do you know the history of that? I'm curious.
You know, I honestly,
I mean, you're kind of infamous. I mean, everybody knows y'all wear pink at everything, and you got the great float, and our friend Stefan Schmidt, who's the host of our Boat Smart show, he and his wife is one of the members, and he was the driver this weekend for all the parades.
He's one of our drivers, yeah. You know, I don't know how the word Yaya came about. I should know this.
Yeah,
I'm one of the original members, but again, I'm getting old.
We'll have to do some research, Jackie. You've got to find that out.
God.
I love it. Okay, so you've got a lot going on, and so talk a little bit more about what's happening now.
All right, so what's coming up now is our race, I Pink I Can Run. It is our 13th annual, and it is next Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. That's right, the 28th. It's already here.
It's the 28th. It's wow. 12 days, and counting down.
Yes.
My house is like a cyclone has hit it. But it is.
Because you're the race director, right?
I am the race director. It is a two-state race.
Uh-huh.
You start in, Florida, and then you run 2 miles out towards Orange Beach. You go under this underpass, this overpass. I should know the name of it. I don't.
Uh-huh. It's okay.
And it's a flat, easy course.
How many miles is it?
It's 4 miles.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. You can be a runner. Mm-hmm. You can be a walker, or you can participate virtually if you can't be there. So it gives you the opportunity to support the event. And then, because we've got people from all over the place mm-hmm. participating in this race. We do special survivor categories, so our breast cancer survivors, they can also be runners and walkers as mm-hmm. well, but they get different swag, they get different prizes, and they get just showered with love, 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 mm-hmm. you know, it's a very pink frilly day.
Yeah.
You know?
So is it there near Floribama? Is that?
It is at the Floribama.
Oh, okay.
And I have to say, they have been the most phenomenal hosts mm-hmm. ever, and they've hosted us every year, and it's without them, we could not do this event the way we do it.
And so then the entry fee actually goes towards all the different things that you do throughout the year?
It does.
Okay.
Every penny that we raise stays local, mm-hmm. stays in our community, and it funds all of our programs.
Okay. So my understanding is that you have a special for our Pep Talk listeners this morning, if you're interested in participating in the I Pink I Can Run event.
So this is valid until Saturday, the 21st. Mm-hmm. We created a code called Pink Pep Talk.
I should have worn my pink today. What was I thinking?
Pink Pep. Well, I'm wearing a blue shirt. It's $5 off registration.
Oh, that's great. What's the normal registration fee?
Registration right now is $35.
Okay.
Online registration goes through next Wednesday at noon.
Okay.
So that will help us prepare for Thursday packet pickup. And then, but don't fret, you can still register after next Wednesday. You can register
good.
In person, but the price goes up to $40.
Mm-hmm.
And I highly encourage registering now because our shirt inventory is getting lower and lower and lower.
Oh, okay. So yeah. If you register early, you get a t-shirt.
If the size is still available.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what time is the race?
9:00.
I'm so glad to hear that. I always have this 7 a.m. That's a reasonable hour.
it's not that close for over here. Mm-hmm. I always spend the night out there the night before because there's just no way I could do that. But it's not such an early start. Right now, the temperature's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking dry. That's all that matters.
It's going to be beautiful.
We don't want to talk about that anymore.
No, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah,
so the race is this Saturday, coming up a week from Saturday, this 28th. So that's February 28th. And Jackie O'Connell is here. She's with the crew to Yaya's, and now it's the Keeping Abreast Foundation, correct? And if you're interested, you can go online. Is there a place where they can register online?
RunSignUp.com.
RunSignUp.com. I can remember that.
Yeah.
But remember this, if you put in Pink Pep Talk, you get a $5 discount.
That you do. You can also register if you go to the crew to Yaya's website,
uh-huh.
if you go to the Keeping Abreast Foundation website. I'm like probably the most annoying Facebook poster, social media poster. I'm like just blitzing right now. But we have an I Pink I Can Run page on there, and you can find that pretty handily. And there's always information there.
Okay. And we just got a text in, and you can always text in a question to Jackie about the I Pink I Can Run event. And it says, love Jackie and I Pink I Can Run. And it says, please mention Stormfolk Band will be playing for this party.
Well, I didn't get to the party yet.
Okay, well, we're going to do that when we come back from the break. 850-437-1620 if you've got a question. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute to talk a little bit more about I Pink I Can Run. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here this morning with Jackie O'Connell. She's the race director and a member of the crew of Yaya's and a founding member of the Keep Abreast Foundation, getting ready for the big I Pink I Can Run event coming up on Saturday, February 28th. And Jackie, this is a 4 mile run walk, you said, but you said there's a lot of other things going on too at the race site. This is at Floribama, so already we know it's going to be fun.
So let me start with Stormpoke.
I'm wondering if that was a band member that texted in.
I'll have to lead in with them. They've been our band for a couple of years.
Oh, nice.
And they've just been so popular, and everyone enjoys them, and I love listening to them when it's done. And so we are so excited to have them back. Another interesting thing that we do is we have Dr. McNeil from Dermatology and Laser comes and he does skin checks, and people just line up. It's so incredibly popular, and they just
they're free skin checks.
Yeah, he's just like looking over your.
Oh, that's really good.
So that's been really really popular. The after party is just really fun. We have a spread of food. You're not going to come away hungry. We've got a wonderful Lewis Bears, our alcohol sponsor.
Great.
So we have adult beverages and non-adult beverages. We've got the music. We've got the buffet of food and the wonderful swag bags. And then we have merchandise, which is available for suggested donations because we're a nonprofit.
Right.
But we have tutus and we've got hats.
Tutus.
We always sell tutus. You know, you've got,
I've seen some pictures. Pictures of the yayas and
pink.
Those.
Yeah.
Yes, very pink.
So we've got the tutus, we've got headbands this year, and I got two different colors, so you can go the pink version or the black version.
Cool.
And then we have these like little Swifty bracelets.
I love those. I was looking at those today. She's got them on her wrist this morning.
One of my yayas
so cute.
Went to town making all these bracelets.
They're beautiful.
Those were gone last year in a heartbeat. So,
I'm not surprised.
So she doubled her stash. But
we did get a text in response to my saying, I thought maybe whoever had sent in about mentioning the Storm Folk, I said, well, probably a member of the band. And so she sent back a text saying thank you. And then the next text says, no, I'm the proud mom.
Oh,
sorry.
Way to go, mom.
I know the proud mom.
Yay. That was cute. That was cute. So it's going to be a great event. And here's the good news. If you're listening right now and you want to participate, all you got to do is go to any of their websites and you can register there. But be sure and put in Pink Pep Talk and you'll get $5 off your registration fee.
Yeah, you will.
I love it when that happens.
So packet pickup. Let's talk about that real quick.
Okay.
We have three different packet pickups. We try to really accommodate since we've got people coming from Alabama and
Florida.
You're
saying packet pickup?
Packet pickup.
Packet pickup.
When you get
packets.
So
oh,
when
I
you
see.
Get your shirt
gotcha.
And all your goodies. So we do the first one at Fleet Feet next Thursday.
Okay.
And that's from 5 to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday, we go to the Floribama, and that's from 4:30 to 6:30. And then on Saturday morning, it goes from 7 o'clock to 8:45-ish. And I say that we're not going to turn you away. It's chip timing, so it doesn't matter if you don't, you know, start the race when the race starts, because
right.
it's really when you cross that first timing strip is when your time officially starts. But I highly, highly encourage people to get their stuff at Thursday and Friday
right.
if you can, because Saturday is a lot going on. You got everybody and the excitement, and then parking is always, you know, a little limited over there because we got a lot of people coming. So I just say prepare in advance, and then on Saturday you can just show up and have some bagels and coffee or a hot chocolate, and we have donut holes too prior
cheer
to the race.
On.
Yeah, so
yeah.
you know.
And anybody can be in it. Are there any restrictions? I mean, this is not just for women. This is for everybody, right?
It's for everybody. Typically, we have 75% women
okay.
in this race. Our youngest participant
hear
this
that,
year.
Guys.
We get kids. we've got 2 5-year-olds signed up.
Aww.
I was looking at my demographics. We have an 83-year-old signed up.
I love it.
We had somebody who I think typoed it and that said they were 106.
I don't know. We just celebrated somebody 109 last week. So
I'd be pretty impressed.
That might be why they are 106, because they're walking and running all the time.
Yeah. People will run with strollers and walk. We just ask you to be towards the back so you don't get in the way of the people that are really being competitive, because there are competitive runners and competitive
sure.
walkers in this. Pets are not allowed, and that is really, really, really for safety, and it's a liability.
Yeah.
You never know what your pet will do in a crowd, so we really strictly enforce that.
Okay. Good to know ahead of time.
Important.
Okay. So we're talking about I Pink I Can Run, which is going to be happening on Saturday, February 28th, and all the funds go to the Keep Abreast Foundation, and then talk a little bit about what the foundation does. You mentioned it earlier, but we might have somebody just tuning in now.
Oh, well, we do screening and diagnostic services. We are not a hands-on provider. We are a funding source.
Mm-hmm.
So the breast health mammography program, and then we've got the tattooing, and now we've got the ultrasound extra on there.
Which is huge.
And then the grant program.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. Yeah. And all of that can make a huge difference for someone that maybe is struggling a little bit financially and get that extra help that you need to get the services done to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Very, very important.
Can I talk about some of our sponsors?
Absolutely. Got plenty of time.
Okay. Well, we're going to start with the Floribama. Again, wonderful, wonderful hosts. We've got two groups in our community that support us in incredible ways, the Pensacola Aviators and Pensacola Jeeps. They put on a fundraiser for us each year that supports this event.
Mm-hmm.
Baldwin Health, the Woodlands, and Women's Group, big sponsors. Cox, Cat Country News Radio.
That's our sister station.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. You guys like treat us so well. The News Journal, Element, that's a new sponsor for us this year. That's for an electrolyte drink.
Mm-hmm.
Dermatology and Laser, Fishbine, North Florida Bone and Joint Specialists, they will bring physical trainers there.
Oh,
as
great.
Well. And so if you need some stretching out and some help at the end because you've really pushed yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're there. Fleet Feet has been a phenomenal sponsor for us. Gulf Shores and Orange Beach Sports Commission, they do so much for us with the tourism over there.
Right.
Because the event's over there, that's mm-hmm. where our tourism, like if we were here, Pensacola Sports could be. But they're very supportive of us
as course,
well.
Of course, yeah.
And then the food, our food sponsors, good Lord, Culinary Productions, Cutting Board, Nukes, Jackie Garner Cookies, Cisco, Rouse's, the ECUA Quench Buggy.
God. Oh, that's always good.
Love that Quench Buggy. God, that makes life so great. And Lewis Bear.
Okay. So hats off to the sponsors because it's so appreciated. With that kind of help, you can put on events like this that could help so many people.
Yeah.
It really makes a difference. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. If you've got a question for Jackie, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and we're talking about I think I can run. There you go. This is Pep Talk, talking about I Think I Can Run event coming up on Saturday the 28th. Jackie O'Carroll is here. She is the director for the race. She's also a member of Crew to Yaw-Yaws and a founding member of the Keep Abreast Foundation. Okay, so we've kind of summarized everything that's happening. What else do we need to talk about and add to this to get entice people to come?
It's fun.
It's and if fun. You put in pink pep talk, you'll get $5 off the registration fee.
You will.
Can't beat that.
I one of the things that I always find so fascinating, you know, like I'm out on the course, I'm doing all this other stuff, mm-hmm. and then I come in, you know, after we've got a bunch of people that have crossed, and the energy in the room between the yayas mm-hmm. and the participants and that band playing and people eating and having a good time, it just,
it's
you
fun.
You just know. We're there.
Yeah.
It's a great day.
Yeah, it's just fun.
Yeah.
Now, you've got another event coming up, you said, in a couple months, I think?
We do. We have our tennis tournament, Pink Ribbon Tennis Tournament.
Oh, yeah.
So that is April 24th and 25th at Roger Scott, and information will be coming out about that probably after the run.
So we'll have to have you come back and talk about that.
No, not my gig. That's somebody else's gig.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll put me in touch with that person, right?
I can absolutely do that. And then, of course, we have a golf tournament in the fall.
Right.
So that's always in October.
So if someone's listening that would like to be, if a woman's listening, she'd like to become a part of this organization or be a member of the crew, is that an invitation only, or how does all that work?
You have to know somebody. Somebody uh-huh. has to
sponsor you,
sponsor
kind of.
And that comes like July-ish.
Okay, so this maybe this summer after this race and the tennis tournament might be a good time. And then you also have on the website, but you can donate whether you're a member of the crew or not, correct?
You can absolutely donate. And you can donate on the Keeping Abreast Foundation website.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big donate button like at the top right corner, and that's on that website. And then you can also donate on the Run website too.
Okay, great. Because every little bit helps. You'd be surprised. You think, I'm not a $5,000. No, you could donate $5, $50. I mean, any amount helps.
A lot of people, when they sign up, they make a small donation, mm-hmm. and I love seeing all that. You know,
Cause
I don't ask for it. It's just there, mm-hmm. you know, and people can choose to donate or not.
But the good news is that the price for the registration is going to the Keep Abreast Foundation.
Correct.
So
correct.
That way people understand you're not getting paid. These are all volunteers that are coming out to help. The food's been donated, all that good stuff.
I am a firm believer in if I don't have to pay for it, I'm not going to.
Oh, it's an event person talking my language,
oh my
boy.
Oh, God. People know. I can get, there's a lot of phrases around here, and I don't know any of them.
I know.
Stuff from like a dead, you know, a turnip or whatever.
All right. Well, Jackie O'Connell is here. Thank you so much. The race director for I Pink I Can Run coming up on the 28th. You can still register on their website and be sure and put Pink Pep Talk. And when you register, and you'll get $5 off. Thanks for being here, Jackie. Appreciate you so much. This is Pep Talk. I'm Meg. We'll be back again with you tomorrow morning.